Two guys from Austria flying from Boston to San Diego in open cockpit gyroplanes. Is this the greatest road trip ever? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. Autogyro GmbH of Germany, one of the three manufacturers which recently petitioned the FAA to allow the sale of factory-built gyros as light sport aircraft in the U.S., also sponsored two Austrian gyroplane enthusiasts on a real adventure, coast-to-coast from Boston to San Diego, in two of the company's MT-03 open tandems. Chris Kurtz and Robert Nunes, friends who met through a common interest in homeopathy and then became partners in a tandem gyro, are back in Austria now. Their trip took just over 3 weeks and involved assembling their machines after offloading them from a shipping container, airport hopping their way across the U.S., and packing the machines back up on the West Coast. The trip generated some great stories and some great pictures. You can see the photos in the companion text story at aero-news.net and from the FMI link in the data block which accompanied this AeroCast. Today and tomorrow, I'm going to ask Chris to recall the trip and answer what I think will be some of the more obvious questions about the expedition. First, Chris, welcome and thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Sure, anytime.
First of all, tell me how you conceived of this, because I know that for some people, this would not have been an intuitive choice of aircraft for such a trip.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, it goes actually back quite a long time. I used to spend 10 years in the United States, and those 10 years were divided up between going to university in the Boston area and working at UCSD in the San Diego area. So those two spots in the U.S. Hold some very dear emotional content for me. And I always wanted to come back in a very special way. And since I've been flying gyros now for, about 4 years, and they're also very dear to my heart, the idea of, you know, getting those two goals together and make them one, i.e. taking my taking a gyro and fly from Boston to San Diego, was sort of a natural idea to do.
Well, you know, a lot of people have done this on motorcycles. They've taken trips that most people would use automobiles for. And yet when someone flies in any small open aircraft on a trip of that length, people look at them a little funny. What makes it, do you think, such an oddity that people would undertake a journey like this?
Well, I guess it has something to do with the image of the autogyro in the U.S. I guess it's a historical thing, and that they are conceived as being a little bit unsafe, maybe because they're mostly experimental and home-built aircraft. Whereas in Europe, the gyro community is all but experimental and home-built. They're 99% certified aircraft you buy from the manufacturer. So gyros have a slightly different connotation in Europe. They're very quickly becoming a popular way of transport and a fun way to spend time up in the air. So what might seem as a kind of an illogical and out-of-the-way choice of means of transport when viewed from the U.S. Point of view, it's actually not that far off if you come from Europe.
All right, tell us a little bit about the machines you fly and about your relationship with Robert. How did you meet him? How did you guys happen to choose this particular machine? I should point out the MT-03 is currently one of the machines from a manufacturer which has applied for an exemption with the U.S. regulators to enable the sale of factory-built gyroplanes in the U.S. But how did you come to choose this machine?
Well, as I mentioned, about 4 years ago, I started flying gyros. I'm a typical fixed-wing guy that was looking for something else to fly, for a new thrill. At that point in time, the only real viable choice of gyros was the MT-03, because they were the only ones with certification and all the legal documentation in place to be sold and flown legally in Germany and Austria, where I'm from. So the choice was kind of made for me, but on the other hand, it was also a very fortunate choice because that aircraft is a very reliable one. It runs on a Rotax 912 four-stroke aviation engine, and it is, you know, very stable to fly. And I had flown it before taking it from Boston to San Diego for about 4 years. I would not have done this if I had had any doubts that the gyro would let me down on the way. I would never have flown over the Grand Canyon if I had doubts that the motor would let me down. So they've been proven very reliable and the perfect choice of aircraft for me, because, you know, it's like flying a motorcycle through the air. When you mentioned, Paul, that a lot of people drive their bike from one end to the other across the United States, well, then taking a gyro in MT-03, open cockpit gyro, is like driving a motorbike in the air.
More with gyroplane adventurer Chris Kurtz in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Chris Kurtz, an Austrian pilot who, with friend Robert Nunes, just completed a transcontinental trip from Boston to San Diego in a pair of open cockpit MT-03 gyroplanes. Chris, let me ask you about the cooperation and help you got from strangers all across the U.S. Your plan first came to my attention in late December of last year when you made a post on the Rotary Wing Forum at rotaryforum.com. That thread wound up being hundreds of posts long, and you got lots of volunteers to help with logistics. Were you expecting that kind of reaction?
Not at all. Not at all. This came as a total surprise to me. Of course, I'd been on the forum, on the Rotary forum, as a lurker and poster for quite some time, and I knew that there were some very competent, very friendly and helpful people on that forum. But when I first posted my intention to do for this trip, I never anticipated that there would that would create so much enthusiasm and people would latch onto this, but it's been an ongoing surprise that during the trip there were very few places where there was nobody there on the ground either to help out with accommodation or transportation or fuel or hangar space, or, you know, if there wasn't, then at least there was somebody close by that I could call or rely on to help me out if there had been any trouble. This is, you know, a huge boost in motivation and contributes vastly to the experience of the trip. And, you know, let me tell you, keeping that thread alive through the about 2 or 3 weeks that it took, it's been an effort, because when you're bone tired at the end of the day, you have to sit down and, you know, download the photos from your camera, edit them, upload them to Flickr, and write the comment for the day, and do it in two languages, in English and in German. So that takes about 3 hours right there when you're already tired. But seeing that there was so much enthusiasm and so many people read the thread, it became a joy. It became almost effortless for me.
All right, now tell us about the actual shipment of the machines over here, because you shipped them ahead by boat in a freight container. How did that go, and were they as you expected when they arrived?
About half the challenge of such a trip, as you might imagine, is of course the logistics behind the scene. The other half is what you see when you fly, the navigation, the aviation, the aviational challenges that you meet along the way. The first half, all the logistics, that's also captured in this thread, as you know. And the gyros were shipped from Hildesheim in Germany by truck to Bremerhaven, which is a port in Germany. They were loaded on a ship there and made their way across to Boston Harbor, and then again on the truck from Boston to Lawrence, a small airport a little maybe 30 miles north of Boston. When we got there and the container opened, it was sort of like a open sesame kind of experience, because there were actually two gyros in there, and I didn't know what state they would be in when the container actually was opened. But they were in a partially disassembled state because the container wouldn't accommodate both aircraft, just space-wise. Mm-hmm. And with the help of friends and Rotary Forum members in Lawrence, we managed to put them together in 2 days, bleed the brakes for an entire day, because that was a very difficult job to do and very, very frustrating. But we got it all going, and 2 days after opened the sesame, we were up in the air flying them. It was a very pleasing and very satisfying experience.
In tomorrow's conclusion of the conversation with Chris, the flight itself, how Europeans feel about flying in the U.S., Chris's thoughts on user fees, and a secondary purpose for the trip that was only partially successful. That second part is already available on our website for those who are not fans of suspense. Chris Kurtz is a pilot and homeopath from Austria. You can find a record of his trip with Robert Nunes at www.remedia.at. That's REMEDIA.AT. Click on the thumbnail of the red MT-03 gyroplane, captioned Remedy Search 2009. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.